Shipley is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we roll into the third hour on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Back to the phones, Glenn in Philadelphia. Yes, sir.
Hello again, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Just hearing Mark Victor talking about, my segment talking about Mayor Bloomberg and big sodas and stuff like that, and, you know, how, you know, bad behaviors may be bad for you or, you know, ingesting the wrong things. They need to be bad stewardship, but they still ought to be within the person's right, you know, to exert their freedom to do as they please. And this is a common theme, but the thing that always, you know, kind of gives me pause about it is when, you know, the problem is, though, okay, fine, you can go ahead and do deleterious things as long as I don't have to pay for the effects of them. Or, yeah, sure, you can have 9 kids if you want, but don't ask me to feed them for you. You know, and there's always this question of freedom versus, you know, responsibility. You know, if you're going to act, then you have to be responsible for the consequences in the real physical world of what you used to do or not do. And, you know, so I kind of agree with them. But on the other hand, I'm also tired of paying for everybody else's, you know, like in socialized medicine. Okay, well, then I have to pay for, you know, it's up to the people who keep themselves healthy and remain out in the workforce, going to work every day, paying taxes, to take care of the people who hurt themselves, you know?
Let's look at one thing. Let's look at the price of a gallon of gasoline. Stay with me on this, okay? Mm-hmm. How much in the price of a gallon of gasoline is taxed? How much of that overall price of, let's say, $3 a gallon, how much of that $3 a gallon is government intrusion into the price? How much is that? Do you know what the percentage
is? I don't know. I'm going to guess about 30 cents or something like that. I don't know.
It depends on the state in which you live, but I think the national average is around 65 cents.
65?
So at just, you know, you're getting $2.35 worth of gas for $3 because of government intrusion. Now, how heavily regulated is insurance, health insurance? Pre-Obamacare.
Pre-Obamacare?
Yeah.
I'm guessing that it was pretty heavily regulated. Now, I know in the insurance industry, you also have rating of premiums based on people's health and habits.
Which is done based upon the individual, yeah?
Right.
Okay. So if we were to get, see, I see where you're coming from about not wanting to pay for that. I get that part of it. But the reason it is so expensive to begin with is because government has gotten involved.
Right.
And
but even if you're still dealing with private insurance, unlike the government socialized medicine system, a privatized insurance system does have a means of compensating for risks, you know, that people, if you're a skydiver and you want to buy life insurance, your life insurance is heavily rated.
That's right.
You know?
And if you want to have life insurance and skydive, you got to pay for it.
Right.
But the non-skydivers don't have to pay for it. I know, insurance as the object lesson here. I know insurance was sort of a, you know, an iffy enterprise to get involved with, and it never seemed fair or anything. But when the government stepped in, now they have codified exactly what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
So government intrusion, but the government was involved in that to begin with, and government was never meant to be involved in all the things they find their hands in, and it is primarily based upon other people wanting to tell other people what they can and can't do.
Right. Now, I wanted to flip this concept over to the concept of the effect that law-abiding, gun-carrying people have on the society with regard to these costs, to the concept of cost and risk.
Right.
And I would suggest that law-abiding, gun-carrying people, unlike the criminals on the other side of the equation, actually decrease risk and cost to society in terms of things like the need for police responses, the need for life and health insurance claims from injured and killed, murdered people. By being a positive influence, the person who takes responsibility for exercising his right to carry a gun in a legal manner, actually, unlike someone who has a deleterious effect, or is actually using their stewardship rights to decrease costs and problems within the society. But the liberals try and flip that over and say that, we're bringing risk to the society when it's really quite the opposite.
Yeah, and they know that. And, based upon what you're describing, you would think that government would be the champion of gun carriers. And what are they trying to do to gun carriers? They want them to have liability insurance, and they want to restrict what kind of gun they can carry and how many bullets it can have in it and all this other stuff. When it is all, it's a solution to a problem that doesn't exist, and that's because government has gotten used to being involved in everything, meddling in everything. He did? Oh, gosh. All right. Thank you. I agree with everything he said as a self-reliant person. I mean, I used to drink, we're talking about soda. I used to drink, soda was my heroin. And as I've gotten older, I figured out, well, soda is heroin, so I've given up soda. I'm never giving up coffee, though. I don't care what study they come out with. I'm never giving up coffee. Now, since we're doing historical stuff sort of today, one of the whenever I see a gun grabbing argument, I always look at the comments, and there will be pro gun people that read it and anti gun people that read it, and one of the things they're always out there saying, what part of well regulated don't you get? Let's talk about what well-regulated meant at the times of the framers. I think we've done this before. Let's do it again. And this is for the gun grabbers out there, all of you that already know this. I'm sorry this is going to bore you. But for the gun grabbers out there, you and you alone, let's talk about that, shall we? The Second Amendment of the United States Constitution states a well-regulated, let's try that again, well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, for the gun grabbers, the reference to the well-regulated militia conjures up a connotation at odds with the meaning intended by the framers. Today's English, the term well-regulated probably implies heavy and intense government regulation. And that conclusion, gun grabbers, is erroneous. It's wrong. It's false. Messed up. At the time the Second Amendment was drafted, it meant something altogether different. You could take well-regulated out of it, and you could say similarly equipped and similarly trained militia. In the interest of having that, right? Because at that time, when the American Revolution was fought, there were no armories. There was no Continental Army base with an arms room where the farmers rode up and said, I'll be looking for my rifle now. They brought them from home. It was what they had that they showed up with. That's what they showed up with. There was no army. There was no bases. There was no arms room. There was no table of organization and equipment, as I had to, got to deal with in the Army. Well-regulated meant equipped the same way. There's something to be said about having the same platform or something similar to it in case somebody drops one and you pick it up because yours just ran dry and you want to be able to fire it. It would be helpful to know how to fire it. We'll talk about what the term actually meant when we get back. Next segment, Gun Grabber Education on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblock has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblock and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblock is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. We're going to talk about what well-regulated meant at that time. Now, well-regulated, the militia, the people that keep the right to bear arms. Noah Webster put out a pamphlet urging ratification of the Constitution stating, before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every kingdom in Europe. They understood that. And they intended for the American people to be able to stand and fight back against a standing army. And there's a lot of people say, well, Bill, They didn't have a standing army in the days of the colonial days. You know that. Yes, I do. Who had they just got done fighting? Was it the standing army of the British? They had a standing army. We were fighting them. They came in and tried to disarm people at Lexington and Concord. George Mason remarked in his to his Virginia delegates regarding the colony's recent experience with Britain, in which the monarch's goal had been to disarm the people, that was the best and most effective way to enslave them. Tench Cox, a ally and correspondent to James Madison, described the Second Amendment's overriding goal as a check upon the national government's standing army, which the Constitution did give them the power to raise and support. Cox stated, as civil rulers, not having their duty to the people duly before them, may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens. The people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. There were not, you know, there was lots of different guns out there back in the days of the colonial times, but the primary weapon was the single-shot flintlock musket. And they intended for the people to have whatever the army had, which we don't have today. The well-regulated militia, therefore, that is necessary to the security of the free state was a militia that might someday fight against a standing army raised and supported by a tyrannical national government. Any of them, including our own, worked with the Japanese. This is why the framers did not say a militia well regulated by the Congress being necessary to the security of a free state. Because they realized a militia that was regulated that way might not be separate enough from or free enough from the national government in the sense of both physical and operational control to preserve the security of a free state. The Bill of Rights were crucial in securing the ratification of the Constitution, and the Federalists urged passage of the Constitution by the states. They had committed themselves to the addition of the Bill of Rights to serve as further guards for private rights. Bill of Rights, once again, let me describe it. It's supposed to be a nice garden of pristine flowers flowing in the sunshine with a big high fence surrounding it away from Congress. Congress is not supposed to mess with that garden. These were all rights given to us by God. The one time they tried to regulate that prohibition, they had to repeal it because you can't regulate people's behavior. Just can't. Just can't do it. Bill of Rights were designed to be a series of shall nots, telling the new national government again, in no uncertain terms, where it could not tread. Now, from, you know, it's messed up to suppose or suggest the Bill of Rights, including the Second Amendment, which were proscriptions on the powers of the national government, simultaneously acted as a grant of power to the national government. And similarly, just as the term well-regulated, it would make no sense to suggest this referred to a grant of regulation power to the government, national or state, when the entire purpose of the Bill of Rights was to declare individual rights and tell the national government where the scope of its enumerated powers ended, not where it began. So in keeping with the intent and the purpose of the Bill of Rights, both of declaring individual rights and proscribing the powers of the national government, the use and meaning of the term militia in the Second Amendment, which needs to be well-regulated, helps explain what well-regulated meant. When the Constitution was ratified, the framers unanimously believed that the militia included all of the people capable of bearing arms. Now, who does that describe? Everybody! George Mason refused to sign the Constitution until they included the Bill of Rights. He said, who are the militia? They consist now of the whole people. Likewise, the federal farmer, one of the most important anti-federalist opponents of the Constitution, referred to the people, referred to a militia, when properly formed, as in fact the people themselves. And the list, you know, of that time goes on and on and on. Nowhere, by contrast, will you find a contemporaneous definition of the militia by any of the framers as anything other than the whole body of the people. They're not referred to as a professional standing army. They're not referred to as anything other than just me, you, and them. One commentator said, the notion that the framers intended the Second Amendment to protect the collective right of the states to maintain militias rather than the rights of individuals to keep and bear arms remains one of the most closely guarded secrets of the 18th century, for no known writing surviving from that period from 1787 and 1791 states such a thesis. And we've got a bunch of them. The right to keep and bear arms is expressly retained by the people, not the states. And it's sort of messed up that we allowed things to happen to where we had to have the Heller decision, which was not landmark in any way. Still being defied today. Likewise, McDonald. So what do the two words well-regulated mean at the time of the writing? Looking at it today from the viewpoint of a government bureaucracy, that's countless rules and regulations and inspectors or something other than what was meant. Well-regulated meant equipped and trained. It didn't mean rules and regulations. And the framers chose to use the indefinite article A to refer to the militia rather than the definite article the. A militia can be any group of people. The militia is a dedicated group of people. It's almost making it sound like it would be a privileged group of people to be in the militia instead of belonging to a militia. They were not referring to any particularly well-regulated militia. The concept of well-regulated militias was what they were talking about, made up of citizens, bearing arms, free people. So they did not, and they chose not to explicitly define who or what would regulate the militias. Nor would such regulation what such regulation would consist of, nor how the regulation was to be accomplished. When they come at you with a semantic argument about what part of well-regulated, don't you understand? Ask them the question. They're the ones that don't understand. Very simple thing. Very plain language. Not open. Not open to conjecture. We'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. There's a guy out there named Samuel Wurzelbacher, but you know him more readily as the much easier to pronounce Joe the Plumber. And he penned an open letter to those who felt that Elliot Rodgers' murderous rampage in Santa Barbara, California, was caused by gun rights activists. And addressing it to Richard Martinez, who's the one that primarily, making it my fault, their fault, his fault, everybody else's fault. And what he admitted was a harsh statement, he concluded that your dead kids don't trump my constitutional rights. And as harsh as that is, it's also very factual. Now, whenever you do that, just like when I was talking about the guy that came into the chat room anonymously, didn't take credit for any of his little comments he left me or anything else, and called me all this stuff, you anticipate criticism from the leftists and the statists across the nation. Whenever you say anything, I do this every day, so I fully expect it. But my favorite talk show host out there in the whole world, Mike Malloy out of Georgia, he had to get involved. And I wish I'd been listening to this because I would have called in on this, because apparently his listeners were treated to yet another on-air tirade by the perpetually outraged Malloy. He referred to Wurzelbacher as a filthy piece of human crap, a nutcase, before expressing his desire to murder him in a duel using either pistols or swords. Now, I don't know too much about Mr. Malloy. I sort of get this picture. You know, when you challenge somebody to a life or death duel, I get this picture of him with like a, you know, a silhouette out there that says conservative gun rights advocate nut job shooting it going, die, die, die. That's, you know, that's just what I picture. His rant continued because he just wishes Joe the plumber would just simply keel over and die and stop taking air from people. He should not be even allowed to draw breath on this earth. He stated, "It just gets me so furious that I have to share a planet with complete moronic halfwits like Wurzelbacher, Joe the plumber, who says that his rights to own guns trumps a kid or a young man's right to life." Notice, if you will, that while I will make reference to the constant pressure the United States government seems to want to put on the American people to see how far they can push them, that I never, ever advocate for the death of any of these guys. And likewise, I think you would find, and depending on how you feel about them, but you never hear Alan Gottlieb doing that. You never hear Wayne LaPierre doing it. You don't hear Larry Pratt doing it. You don't hear Tom Gresham doing it. You don't hear Mark Walters doing it. Cam Edwards. Any of these people that get on media never get out there and say to a gun grabber, "I wish you would die. Out back right now, me and you, let's go." Just never happens. And that's, for some reason, you know, it just escapes me. Why these guys have to go this way. He further stated in his conclusion that Wurzelbacher, you are a piece of human waste, and this planet will be a little bit lighter when you are, and I can't use the word here. And if he wants to use the word on his rodeo show, then I guess he can, but It's amazing that they go violent in their imagery. Last September, he publicly called for the death of conservative senators Ted Cruz and Mike Lee. Last month, he threatened to shoot members of the NRA. Now, looking at him, okay, and I'm just making a judgment call here just based upon that. If he were ever faced with that situation with anybody that I know, he's going to be twisted into a pretzel with hot salt. And then stomped on. And then wadded up, and then thrown to the side. Because he's way above his pay grade here on this one. It's one thing to talk violence. It's quite another thing to actually be violent or be able to. And the most violent people are the ones that control themselves when they're executing their violence. And I know a lot of people like that. I, and people that would be considered right-wing, Larry Pratt, this happens to him a lot, we get called out for virtually any potentially offensive comment about anything that we might say. Just like the Yahoo that came into the chat room anonymously and called me a liar and a phony and a user and hoping that I had trouble sleeping at night. Now, if I did that to Mike Malloy, which I'm doing right now, Mike Malloy, you couldn't fight your way out of a wet paper bag if it had two holes in it already for you in the beginner kit, in the starter kit. You couldn't punch your way out of that. You're not a violent man. It's never been your business. I don't want to see anybody take you up on it because your compatriots will use, they'll be stepping on your back calling for more gun control. Somebody that listens in Georgia sent him an email saying that I challenged him to a debate. And I mean, he didn't even make any sense. It was just a bunch of ad hominem non sequiturs. I'll never get to use a sentence like that again. Only when he's involved. But they all, you know, this is, hey, what happens And I'm not doing this, okay? What happens if I call the death of anybody? What do you think happens if that happens? I mean, Ted Nugent said something about Barack Obama, and he got visited by the Secret Service. A lot of people said lots of things about George W. Bush, but he never sent the Secret Service out there to have a chat with him. Like him or not. So it's okay, and it's politically correct, if you're a liberal, to call for the death and extermination of people, or their children, or politicians, or a radio talk show host. If you're a liberal. It's okay to call for that. But if Sarah Palin gets out there and says, we're targeting these districts, that was the impetus for Jared Lee Loeffner to shoot Gabrielle Giffords. Excuse me, I got her confused with another Giffords. But that was the impetus, because she said target. Now, I'm not even venting about this, but when a guy in my profession gets out there and he's being listened to, and he's out there making these outrageous public statements, I don't even think stuff like that. I don't even think the gun grabbers are wastes of humanity. I think they're misguided, wrong, maybe statist, elitist, but I don't think they're wastes. I don't want them to be dead. I don't want to kill them. And here's this guy in Georgia somewhere with an audience calling for this that people are listening to. And I'm sure he has supporters. I'm sure he has, you know, I'm sure a lot of people attack him back for this, some of this outrageous stuff, especially in Georgia where guns are everywhere. Just ask people like him. And you know what? Nothing should be done about him. The Secret Service doesn't need to go visit him because he doesn't have the capability to do any of the stuff he describes. He's just talking. The big difference between him and me is that when I'm talking about something in self-defense, that's something I've trained to do or tried, and I'm giving you a description based upon experience. When he's out there calling for a duel, you'll never hear me call for a duel. I'm going to voluntarily allow somebody to shoot at me. Yeah, that's going to happen. His honor hasn't even been impugned by Joe the Plumber, and he wants to kill him with a gun or with a sword and laments the fact that he breathes. And yet there's some people out there. There are. They consider themselves to be reasonable, and they consider themselves to be using common sense, and they don't understand why people like me don't want to show up at the table for the reasonable, common sense discussion, conversation on what should and shouldn't be gun control. I sort of think the USS reasonable common sense ship sailed, because we know what you're really after. You don't want to control guns. You want to control everybody. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cued.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back as we get ready to go away on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Recently, while attending her graduation ceremony at Brown University, Emma Watson, also known as Hermione on the Harry Potter film series, while she was graduating, she had an armed bodyguard beside her. Noticing that, the Daily Mail Online asked her why she needed one, as if that was their call to make. And they already knew the answer to that, because they also reported on another incident where Watson, she has lots of experience with stalkers. There was one that managed to trick his way past studio security and make it onto a set she was working on. So they know this. And apparently, Miss Watson pays a former, female NYPD officer about £90,000 a year out of her own pocket. I don't know what that translates into as far as dollars. It's over $100,000, though. And she can afford that. And I don't begrudge another human being having personal security. Now, I can't afford that, so I am my personal security. Now, Brown University, and I don't know where they came down on this one, because I would suspect that probably this person had to show some sort of law enforcement credential, past law enforcement credential, to be able to do this legally on their grounds. In their code of student conduct, states, possession, use, of distribution of firearms and knives will result in more severe sanctions from the university, separation being the standard, which takes a student of lesser means, one who cannot afford an authorized armed bodyguard, to defenselessness. Now, Brown so far has been spared having a homicide on their school grounds, but they are aware of the stalking risk other co-eds there that are not Emma Watson face. They provide special detailed guidance to help students identify what is and what do stalkers do, who perpetrators and victims are, what victims should do, and what campus resources are available to deal with it. And they have, in 2012, they've recorded 16 on campus, as they stated, forcible sex offenses, which I read to be rape. But the problem is not necessarily unique to Brown. Brown is, you know, surrounded by Providence. Providence is rated an 8 on its crime index by Neighborhood Scout, with a 100 being the safest. Providence's murder, rape, and robbery rates are approximately twice the national average. That's quite the gauntlet that the unarmed, who can't afford sanctioned armed bodyguards, must run to ensure they arrive on campus in compliance with rules. It's curious that an institution that relies so heavily in guns for their commercial value, when used as entertainment props and other elements in the film, you know, they want to make sure that their privileged selves are afforded all the protection that they can possibly afford to pay for. And yet, as a whole, they're so overwhelmingly anti-gun. You know, you had Harvey Weinstein, who threatened to put Meryl Streep in a project to go after the NRA, or Philip Seymour Hoffman, who died of a drug overdose, stumping for the government to put more controls on freedom right before he terminally demonstrated his utter inability to control himself. I mean, it would take a book for me to describe how anti-gun Hollywood is. Well, they use guns to sell their movies. Sylvester Stallone. I mean, I like Sylvester Stallone's movies. Anti-gun as the day is long. Brad Pitt, he's a guy who's not personally against having guns. He bought he built an indoor range for his, I don't know if they're married or not, Angelina Jolie. But he has this weird affinity for supporting the guy in the Oval Office. Recently, Brad Pitt, while on, Angelina Jolie's got a new movie out called Maleficent. It's a Disney movie. And while he was on the red carpet, where the privileged people get to hang out, he was rushed, and this guy jumped on his back at the El Capitan Theater. Now, heavy security that was there did not keep this guy from jumping on his back, and it was a prank. But it was also an illustration. Now, if that guy had wanted to do something more than jump on Brad Pitt's back, Brad Pitt, we'd be reading about him right now today. They were able to cuff the perpetrator and haul him away, but they were not able to stop him. Now, the adoring fans that have to navigate their way to the El Capitan Theater to watch these people walk down the walk down the red carpet, in L.A., can't get a concealed carry permit there. For Hollywood, the possible loss of a ticket buyer or two on the way to one of their extravaganza films, that's not going to register on their bottom line. When I had Mark Victor on the show last hour, we talked about this very, very glancingly. Coming out of Phoenix, SWAT team threw a stun grenade into the 19-month-old baby's crib during a midnight drug raid. And right now that child is in a medically induced coma with severe burns. This happened early Wednesday. There are pictures of the baby's face, although they won't show any of the other burns. This child is maimed because a bunch of guys wanted to play clear the room. This flashbang, this baby was sleeping in a playpen, and it landed in the playpen on the pillow right next to his face. Right now he's in the burn unit. When his parents saw him, they found a face that was ripped open. Flashbangs are not... They're not lethal, but you don't want to grab one and have it go off in your hand, okay? They were executing a multi-jurisdictional drug warrant, and they're the ones that is coming out of Cornelia. This raid took place just before 3 a.m. When the shock value was going to be at its best, I'm looking at a picture of this playpen, and it blew a hole through the side. Melted a hole because of the heat. And this is saying it happened in Cornelia, Georgia, not Phoenix. All kinds of bad reports. I apologize for that. The person they were looking for wasn't there, by the way. Maybe it's just me, but I'm thinking if you're going to execute a no-knock raid, go in hot, as they would say, and start throwing flashbangs where you know that there's other people besides the wanted perpetrator, one, I think you should make sure he's there. Two, I think you should make sure of your target. I don't have anything against the police looking to pick somebody up if there's a warrant out for him. There's nothing wrong with that if he's a bad guy. But his children aren't bad guys. His family members may not be bad guys. Shouldn't you be protecting them from any undue force? Any undue damage? I think the answer is yes. I'm going to find out exactly where this happened so that my apology can be complete. In any event, we will do this again in 21 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never, ever, ever, ever been about gun control. It has always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
Financial